A claim that a young boy from Norfolk's been groomed to win Britain's Got Talent, the TV show, is being completely denied this evening. 12-year-old Ronan Park from Poringland near Norwich is hot favourite to win the show. This was his winning performance on Monday's semi-final.
I'd go to the ends of the earth for you, to make you feel my love, to make you feel my love.
Last night, though, claims began circulating about Ronan on the internet, claims that are being completely denied. Our reporter Paul Mosley is following this one. He's with us now. Paul, you've seen the allegations that have been put on. What are they?
Well, in short, it's a long article that someone's written and posted onto the internet. They claim that they're a Sony Music executive, and Sony Music is the firm that Simon Cowell operates under. Basically, this person, who doesn't identify themselves, says that young Ronan has been known to Simon Cowell's firm, called Psycho, for the last 2 years. They claim that in that time, Psycho has groomed Ronan, working on his look, his voice, his singing, everything. Sony and Psycho, though, are completely denying those claims.
How credible are they, though, these allegations?
Well, the blog article is quite long and it's heavy on detail, which means you look at it and you think, well, it could be credible. However, the person who wrote this article is completely anonymous. Anyone with some knowledge of the showbiz industry could have come up with an article like this. You know, even I could have written it, and that certainly doesn't mean it's true. A short while ago, I caught up with Ronan's mum, Maggie. She was out shopping at the time, and this is what she told me.
It's laughable, to be perfectly honest with you, and it couldn't be further from the truth. There's just no foundation in it whatsoever.
So how did you first hear about it?
My friend Susan Gunn told me that she'd seen it on the internet, and we actually just had a laugh about it and really never thought any more about it because it was just so untrue.
And so how did Ronan enter the competition then?
Ronan applied online with our friend's daughter, Melissa Gunn. Myself and my husband didn't even know that he'd applied. It was just something he really wanted to do. He felt it was the right time for him to apply. And the first we heard of it was when we got a phone call from Britain's Got Talent to say he had an audition.
There we go. That's what Maggie had to say. Maggie Park, the mother of Ronan, who's on the TV with Britain's Got Talent in the final this weekend. Millions watching, Paul. How's the boy himself coping?
Well, it's a good question. Ronan is under massive pressure. We have to remember, he is just 12 years old. He's a 12-year-old kid. His mum, though, says he's completely focused on his performance on Saturday night. She also rubbished a claim that one of the things he'd been coached on was how to lose his Norfolk accent.
Ronan has always spoken how he does. That's just how he's always spoken. Anybody who's known Ronan from a child will tell you that. He's not got a Norfolk accent, but neither has my other son. I'm Scottish, so I haven't got a Norfolk accent. My husband has, and it's just how they've kind of developed as children. They haven't got Norfolk accents.
So do we really know, Paul, how angry Simon Cowell is tonight?
Well, along with completely denying these allegations, Sony and Psycho are threatening legal action over them. So it would be fair to say that Simon Cowell and his people probably aren't that happy. On the plus side, though, there'll be plenty of coverage about this in the newspapers tomorrow. We're talking about it, of course. And controversy always seems to add to the interest in these programmes.